And Ruth, whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Nice to see all of you. I am calling this Bay Village Historic District Commission public hearing to order at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, July 12, 2022. In accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts Executive Order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the June 16, 2021 legislation, extending the suspension of these provisions until July 15, 2022, we are conducting this meeting online. To ensure public access to the deliberations of the Bay Village Historic District Commission, the public may access this call through telephone or video conferencing. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions through the hearing. Commissioners present: Ann Kilgus, Thomas Hotelling, Steve Dunwell, Ruth Knopf, and Joseph Cornish, our City Hall representative, Director of Planning.
All right, so our first application, we have 121 Charles Street South, application 22.1275BV, and this was continued from last month. If you remember, this is the location of the business, and the commission approved the proposed wall sign. However, we asked that the applicant look at revising the proposed font and lettering of the blade sign. And here on the left, you see what we looked at last month. And here is the updated design that I believe is more in keeping with the approved wall sign. So Daniel Kim, our applicant, is there anything you'd like to add or anything you'd like to walk us through?
Yes, the only thing I would like to add is that actually the present material is self-explanatory, but I would like to express our thank you and appreciation for the feedback. We took it to the drawing board and revised our design, and we're really happy with how it came out. So I think, you know, we're really glad that we were able to have that conversation last month, and I hope you liked the new design of the sign number 2. And as far as we're concerned, we're ready to move forward with it as long as the board is, or the commission is happy with it.
Daniel, do you have an image of the other sign? We can just kind of compare. I remember it, but not perfectly. Okay.
Yes, we have submitted. Are you referring to sign number 1 or the old sign?
No, this one, the one on. It's this one. It's, and if you can go back, Joe, to what you just had on the screen.
Joe might have it. I don't think I have the ability to share it on the screen, but if Joe has a copy of it, hopefully.
Sure. Is there something you'd like to show us? I can. Here, let me.
Joe, I just wanted to compare the fonts and you know, the general layout of the two signs.
Sure. Daniel, do you want to show us what you have? You can share your screen.
Okay, one second.
Not that shared it, no.
I'm not super familiar with Zoom, but I'm getting used to it as we speak.
Can I point out that there was an image of the entire sign at the beginning of the presentation that you showed us? It's also at the beginning, I think it's on the second page of the application.
thought the original was up there.
Sure, don't me. I can go back, Daniel. Let me go back to.
Okay, sorry about that.
It's okay.
Yeah, on the left.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So I think you wanted to see. Is this Tom? What you?
Yeah, I just wanted to look at the two font. It's the same font now. Is that right?
It's the same font. It's bolder. And the middle, street.
Street is abbreviated. Okay,
got it. Correct.
So the three changes that really make the blade sign like the wall sign are the font, the boldness of the font, and the abbreviation of street.
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
I would say it reads very well. You know, if you're coming down the street quickly, you're going to get the message, which is so important.
The smaller characters make it more legible, if you will. You know, it just seems more condensed and more readable.
Yes, I completely agree. It looks bolder.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. If there are no more comments, we can open it up for public comment. And
can I make a comment, Joe?
Sure, of course.
Yeah. So. Can you go back to the image that shows both, please?
Mm-hmm.
That one right there. I like them both. Either one would be fine with me. I think that the new design is actually a little bit more legible at a distance. Other people have just commented on that, partly because of the slightly increase in boldness, the decrease in the ST. So the dental word is more prominent. It's just easier to read at a distance. But I thought their first one was okay too. So either one's fine with me. New one looks good. And I'm good with that.
Great point. Thank you.
Okay.
Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform or email staff at bayvillageac@boston.gov. We will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. Do we have any comments?
Not seeing anyone raise their hand. Let me just check our email, and I'm not seeing any public comment. So if someone would like to make a motion.
I make a motion, we accept this new design.
Second.
All right, we can.
All in favor?
I'm in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Aye.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Daniel. And as I said, Daniel will be probably returning next month with another application from some other work. But it's been a pleasure working with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Okay.
Move on to administrative review and approval of applications.
All right, we have two. There is application 22.1413BV, 42 Fayette Street at front facade, remove unapproved masonry steps and restore wooden steps similar to the building next door at 44 Fayette Street. So this was the violation that we had, and the management company has been working closely with me. So as soon as we have this approved, they will get the work lined up. So hopefully that'll be resolved quickly. And then we have application 22.1291BV, 17 to 25 Piedmont Street at front facade, repair masonry wall and parapet and repair roof and flashing to address active water entry into building. This was actually an emergency repair. Last year we had approved repairs at 19 Piedmont Street. And that work has been completed, and the work at the remaining parts of that building will match the work done at 19 Piedmont Street. And both projects are compliant with the commission's guidelines.
Joe, would you identify which building we're talking about on the Piedmont Street part?
It's the new building, so it's
Piedmont Park Square.
It's where the Coconut Grove was.
Correct. That, we call that Piedmont Park Square, or they call that themselves.
Okay.
That's completely surrounded in scaffolding now, obviously relating to this. Can you explain what it is they're proposing to do, please?
Yeah, so this, it's an emergency repair because water is getting into the building, and basically they're rebuilding the facade and the parapet wall. And it's just whatever happened, it's a newer building. Water was getting in behind the wall and causing damage. So this work will repair that.
I asked the man on the street, I said, what are you doing? He said, well, the roof wasn't done properly and the water was coming down behind the bricks, really. So it's sad to see a relatively new building have this problem.
Very sad.
Right. They didn't build it right. What do you say?
But the work has been completed at 19 Piedmont. So that's what the end result will look like. Although I think that's covered by scaffolding now as well.
Okay. Do you need anything from us on these?
We need a motion to approve the administrative.
I propose we accept these.
Second.
Favor. Aye.
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 Great, thank you.
Do we know anything about the sign from the florist?
No, well, we're waiting. I was waiting to show him what we approved fully here at the 121 Charles Street South. And ideally, as we talked last month, we want that to kind of be the prototype or, you know, somehow to influence future signs at the building for a master plan. Right. So our next work of business was the review of the regulatory standards. And I apologize. And somehow I got your email cut off when I sent this out with our meeting notice. So I do want everyone to have time to review and send me comments. Although Kathy's not here, so she's not able to send any comments. But if people have anything immediate that you've noticed during your review that you want to discuss, I'll just give, I'm still working on amending the work to amend the enabling legislation for the ordinance that created the Bay Village Historic District Commission. And what the amendment will include will be to allow the commission to review paint colors on surfaces other than masonry. So that would mean we could review paint colors on wood and metal, which we currently do not. Rear elevations, all elevations visible from a public way, we will review. Right now, rear elevations and some side elevations are exempt. And then decorative lighting at entryways, that was something that was exempted from the original ordinance. And that was something in the new guidelines that we created that we wanted to have purview over. So I don't see, I think it'll be a fairly straightforward. I'm going to be working with Councillor Bach's office on moving that forward. Right now I need to work with the law department to come up with a draft of language of how we want that amendment to read. So that's in the works. But in the meantime, if anyone has any comments that you've like to discuss now, or I haven't received any, which I wasn't expecting. You know, we have spent a lot of time on this, and I just wanted, it was good for us to take some time and some fresh eyes to take a look at, especially since so much time has passed. So does anyone have anything they wanted to discuss?
I have a positive comment, especially since it's who I am. I like positive things. Anyway, I was happy to see the language that was incorporated about the gas lights, and it was very nicely done. It was very simple. It sort of covered all that we did with the hearings and so on. And it would turned out to be perfect, I thought.
Good. Thank you. Thank you. That was a big item to get moving along. So thank you, everyone, for your work on that.
Joe, the gas lights are new. What are the other sections that are more recent that have changed here?
To be honest with you, there really weren't many changes. I think there was one edit that the BPDA had, a very small edit. Can't point it out right now, but it had to do with landscaping.
There were some comments. Is it Jill Zick?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And I could make a few just grammatical suggestions. Can I just?
Sure, yeah, I have it right ahead. I have it right in front of me. So, yep, go ahead.
Well, no, I want to go through it more carefully.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, yes. But
there are a couple things that I've picked out already. 3.7.0. is bolded for whatever reason. And Joe, all these others are really minor, and I'd rather just read through it once more carefully.
Sure, of course.
And send them to you in one fell swoop, if that's all right.
That's fine. You know, again, why don't we, you know, if you'd like to, if you haven't taken a look at them, if you could get me. I'm just looking at the calendar.
You want to buy August 4th or something like that?
Let's see. That would be great.
I'm good with that. Joe, I'm going to go over it one more time also.
Please. Yeah, take your time with it.
It has hardly changed in the last couple of years. But I did want to point out another positive. The numbering system, I think, is very helpful. I think that's Tom's contribution.
Yes.
It just helps to make the whole thing more logical and to clarify what is a subset of something else, all that stuff. So the outlining and the numbering are excellent.
Great. Good. All right. Well, take a good look at it, and we'll discuss it again at the August hearing.
And Joe, I think a couple of the headings it's been reordered a little bit. I like the fact that it goes from out to in.
Yes. Yeah. And that was your suggestion.
Well, no, I'm not sure. I think you've changed a few things, all for the better.
Oh, okay. It's been so long. It was a team effort. We'll just say that.
Well, yeah. No, I think it's great. And what's the best way to get you edits?
Just email.
Okay, and just highlight what the changes are?
Please.
Okay. Okay, will do.
All right, and as far as staff updates, the only update I have is that it's our understanding that the executive order extending the public meeting law extension for COVID for remote hearings is going to be extended. So we've been advised to plan for our August and September hearings to be held virtually. So as soon as I have more information about that, I'll share it. I will be distributing updated commissioner handbooks for you all to have with new updated information. I'll be sending those out to you this week. And there is a page that we ask for you to print out and scan and submit to me, or you can even mail it, just so we know that everyone has received a copy of their handbook and has read it. And then exciting news, some of you may know, I know Tom is aware of this, we have a new historic district, our 10th district, Highland Park, which has been 40 years in the making. And there will be a special event this coming Friday at 3:30, and I'll send out some specific information about that, but it'll be just a celebration of that completion and our newest historic district in Roxbury. So that was a lot of work on our staff. Roseanne Foley and Jennifer Gogler have really worked hard on that.
Today's Globe.
Oh, it is. Oh, great. Okay, good.
No, it's huge. You know, it's really great. Really great.
Yeah, I applaud that as well. That's a wonderful neighborhood up there, and it has been hiding in plain sight and deserves recognition and protection.
Absolutely.
So I'm all for it. Before we wrap up, I have one little question. I'm not sure, Joe, is there more on your agenda?
No, that's it.
Okay, so my little question has to do with those stairs on the steps that we talked about in the staff recommendation part on
the administration.
Okay, so I guess they're going to completely demolish the steps that they created.
Yes.
And they're going to replace them with
wood to match. Well, wood to, yeah, they're going to restore them to what had been there, and they're going to match the steps at 44.
Yeah. Well, that's
a big deal.
I suppose it's a good thing to be able to enforce it and to return
status
quo before, but I just wonder, was there any pushback on that? Did they squawk at all and say, oh, can't we find another way, whatever?
They did at first. And, you know, I mean, that's interesting. I haven't asked them. I don't know that it's possible for them to somehow resurface them in wood, but I think the idea is they're going to have to demolish them and recreate them as they were previously. You know, I don't know how it happened. I don't think they had a building permit either.
Yeah.
So that, you know, it was kind of just a lot of mistakes were done by the person who installed them, unfortunately.
Okay, well, too bad in the sense that whoever put them in has got to take them out.
Yes. No, it was an expensive mistake. That's.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Joe, one other question too. I'm assuming that this extension of virtual hearings through September applies to the Boston Landmarks Commission and all the neighborhood commissions?
Yes, yes.
It's everybody, right?
Yeah, and other commissions as well. So
okay.
Art Commission, okay. Conservation Commission.
Okay. The whole works. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Chairman, that was all I had, Ruth. So I'll turn it over to you.
Do we have a motion to adjourn, being there being no further business that has come forth?
So moved.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Hi.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you all.
Ruth, thank you for chairing today.
Yeah. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Ruth. Thanks, Ruth. Thanks, Joe.
Arduous task.
All the best.
Take care. Well,